Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. Let me ask you a question. What is the hardest command? Have you ever thought about that? I know that you could go through the Bible and you could find a number of commands that God have given men over time. I mean, in this dispensation of time, in the new covenant under which we live, what's the hardest command? And especially I'm talking about in steps leading up to salvation, in steps that lead to conversion, what's the hardest command? Now, I know some people who would say, well, clearly, David, you don't understand the hardest command is baptism. But I don't mean what's the hardest command to convince men that they ought to accomplish. I know it's hard sometimes in this life, in this world, to convince people they ought to be baptized. But really, when you get down to it, if you can show people in the Bible that baptism is part of the process of becoming a Christian, if they can be honest, that's not such a hard command. Really, though, what is the hardest command? Have you ever thought about the word repent as being the most difficult of all commands? I want to look at that word with you today, repent, because it's often used in the Bible, and I don't know that we really think about the difficulty involved in that word repent. And listen, you know, some people would say, well, how about confession? But really, if you honestly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, most people are not going to have a problem confessing. So repentance really is the most difficult of the commands. The word repent just simply means a change of mind. It has to do with a turning of the mind. I've heard some people describe the definition of that word as an about face. You're moving in one direction, and when you repent, you turn and go back in the opposite direction. That really is a very good description of the word repentance. What I found interesting was that in the classical Greek usage, they really didn't speak of repentance a whole lot because in their philosophy, in their mindset, in their worldview, conversion, an entire conversion, the ability of one man to be running one way and turn around and go back the other way, really wasn't something they considered that much. And so really, repentance, this change of mind, this turning, this about face, is more especially a New Testament concept. And in the New Testament, we are able to add some other features to it. For example, we learn that repentance is preceded by godly sorrow. We're sorry for the sins that we've committed. It causes us to turn in our mind away from the sin. We do an about face. And obviously, if you change the mind, you change the action. And so there is godly sorrow that brings about a change of mind that leads to a change of life. I've heard that growing up all my life. I still think that's the best definition of it. Repentance is a turn of mind, a change of mind brought about by godly sorrow that leads to a change of life. That's the best definition there is. It is a turning of the mind. And so in the New Testament, I think you can see with that idea of the turning of the mind, it is the hardest command. Because what it requires on the part of man is giving up sin. To give up the willful devotion to sin. In Romans 6, verses 16 through 17, while Paul is not using the word repentance here, I want you to listen to the change he talks about that's necessary in our life in order to serve the Lord. Paul says, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you." Now notice, Paul said when you became a Christian, he's talking about the point at which they rendered their lives in obedience to God in baptism, that's earlier in the chapter, that they gave up willful service to sin. They stopped doing it. They chose not to be the servants of sin any longer, rather to be the servants of God. Now that's what repentance involves. It causes us in our mind to turn away from sin, to willfully, decisively turn away from sin and to follow God. We often sing in song, "I have decided to follow Jesus." That's the kind of decision that takes place in the mind. Now the question is, how serious is repentance? Well, how about this? It is so serious that Jesus says we will be lost if we don't repent. In Luke 13, 3 and 5, Jesus says, "I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." It is so serious that it is a condition for salvation. It is a prerequisite to baptism. In Acts 2:38, the Bible reads, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." So repentance precedes the baptism, but both of those are equal parts of the salvational process. Repent. That's a difficult command, isn't it? Because it means that I have to say in my mind, I don't want to sin on purpose anymore. That's tough, isn't it? But in order to serve God, we must do it. We'll repent. We'll perish if we don't. We must repent. And it's part of the process whereby we become a Christian. But if you're evaluating those commands, it's truly the hardest because it requires us to turn our mind away from sin. And sin is a pleasurable thing. But we must be willing to turn away from the pleasures of sin for a season to the eternal riches that God offers us in heaven someday and to please Him by our faithful service to Him. Repent. You think about that word. And that's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.